Well, let's hope so.
Oh.
There he is.
We are recording. We are live. We are at Parshat Nitzavim Vayelech. We are almost done with the year. Hopefully we'll have a less interesting year in this coming year. We like boring. Right? Boring is good. We want a really boring year coming up. Tavshin Pei Aleph should be a year of just wondering, what are we doing now? Nothing going on. But the last parts of the year, it's always Nitzavim or Nitzavim Vayelech, always deals with tshuva. It's a very inspiring parsha. There's also two parts that deal with gathering everyone together, which we're getting back toward, but we're not quite there. It starts out, beginning of Nitzavim is part of the narrative. It's a story of what Moshe did to gather people together. Source one, Atem Nitzavim, Hayom Kolchem, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You are all standing here before God. Roshechem, Shitechem, the heads of the tribes, Zikneichem, your elders, Shotreichem, your officers, Kol Yish Yisrael, all the men of Israel, Tapchem, children, Nishechem, women, Gercha, Sher, Bekev, Machanecha, strangers, in the camp, the hewers of wood and the drawers of water. So that's one. You all gather together. The other time that that's mentioned is as an actual mitzvah, that every 7 years, there's a mitzvah to gather everyone together, called the mitzvah of Hakel. So verse two, Moshe commanded them and said, the end of the 7 years, at the end of the Shemitah cycle, B'chag HaSukkot, on Sukkot, actually it turns out to be the Sukkot at the beginning of the next Shemitah cycle, once every 7 years, B'vokal Yisrael Ero'ot Pnei Hashem Elokecha, when all of Israel comes to be seen, B'makom HaShem Yivchar, in the place that God chooses, in the Beit HaMikdash, Tikrat Tara Zerazot Neged Kol Yisrael Bozahem, read the Torah, public reading of the Torah, Hakel Ta'am, gathered together the people, Hanashim V'Hanashim V'Tav, men, women, and children, and the stranger who is in your midst, in your gates, so they should listen, they should learn, fear God, and learn to do the mitzvot. Specifically, what I'm looking at here is not the nature of these mitzvot, but this merism. You know what merism is? It's a great term. The merism is when you poetically or rhetorically split something into parts to show that you're doing all of it. Here we have Hanashim Vanashim Vata, the men, the women, and children, implying everyone. So near and far, day and night, all those are forms of merism. But we're splitting this somehow. There's men, women, and ta. So what are ta? I just translated it as children. And that's usually, it seems to be the context of it, right? Everyone remembers the circus who introduced it with ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. That counts as everybody. Men, women, children means everybody. So Taf means children. And that seems to be the case elsewhere in the Torah. When we look at the children of Yaakov, where Shimon and Levi attacked Shechem, they took slaves. And source four, Kel Chelem, all their property, the Kol Tapam, and all their Taf. Again, collective noun for children, that Nishehem and the women, Shebu Vayavuzi, they took as spoils. The kosher bite, everything that was in the houses. Yeah, it's Nashim and Ta. And similarly, when Yosef is providing for all the families that come down to Egypt, he says, Vechalkel Yosef, at Aviv et Achav, that Yosef provided for his father and his brothers, Vechol Beit Aviv, and the whole house of his father, Lechem Lefi Ataf, food according to the Ta. And Ta meaning children, presumably. The problem with understanding taf mean children is that there are lots of places where we have both taf and banim, which we know is means children. For instance, Datan Avira, when they rebel against Moshe, Parsha Korach. Vayelu me'al Mishkan Korach, Datan v'Aaron misaviv, and the people of Israel surrounded the tents of Korach and Datan Aviram, Datan v'Aaron yatzu nitzavim, Datan and Aviram stood in front, they went outside and stood Petach Olahem in front of their tents, Unishtehem, Uvnehem V'tapam, with their wives, their banim, and their taf, their children and their taf. So what's taf? So Rashi explains the taf for the little children. That's not Rashi, Ibn Ezra rather, says Bnehem is their is Hagadolim, their adult children, and tapam is ketanim ketanot, the little children. So when you have both of those, tapim is little children. That's a little odd when we look at the story in the end of Parshat Matod, when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven ask for their own land east of the Jordan. They say, we're going to leave our families behind in the cities on the east of the Jordan, then we're going to go fight. And this is what they say. They came to Moshe and they said, let us build pastures for our cattle, po here, arim lo tapeno, and cities for our taf. And we will go eagerly before fight before Bnei Israel, adasher im havionum el mekamam, until they arrive at their place, where Bnei Israel come to Eretz Israel. And we'll leave our tafs living in these fortified cities because of all the rest of the inhabitants of the land. So it sounds like they're leaving their little children to fend for themselves. They're going to go off and fight. The adults are going to go off and fight, and they're going to have all the little kids hanging out back at home. So what's taf? Who are the taf? And it's a common word, but only in that sense. In terms of looking at that short, looking at that root elsewhere, there's only one other use of that kind of word. And I thought there's a word tipa in Mishnaic Hebrew means a drop, but it's not related because in the Tanakh, it's always nataf with a nun in front of there. So taf comes up in Yeshaya when he's describing what the Jews were doing wrong. Yom Hashem, and God said, Yan kigav hu benot Zion, that because the daughters of Zion were proud, but hilachna, d'tiyokaron, they walked with their next outstretched, umisakrot einayim, and looking with their eyes, or with painted eyes, haloch v'tafof, teilachna. They were going tafof, with the same root. They were walking tafof. What does that mean? Uvaragleihem teachasna, and they tinkle with their feet. They're trying to draw attention to themselves. So usually translate tafof as with mincing steps, little steps at a time, again, trying to draw attention to themselves. Remember the Mikado, Gilbert and Sullivan, these little maids from school walking in their mincing steps. So that becomes, it's logical to say it's connected to the children idea in the sense of toddling, walking unsteadily. That's what taf are. But halok b'tafof telachna, they're going tafof, walking unsteadily. And so taf is toddlers. What's interesting is that Evelyn Hirsch connects that with the idea of totafot for tefillin. It's called Totafot. He says it comes from here, Tofin Chaldean in Babylonia means to regard, to consider. So you call them Tefillin, meaning to judge, to think about. So Tafot would mean to mentally toddle, to look at both sides, to go back and forth. That'd be the connection. So Taf means toddlers, little children, not babies, but ones that are just trying to find their balance. That's the Taf. Doesn't help us with the idea of Bnei Gad Reuven, what are the taf doing all on their own? So this all comes from the Emes Yaakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky. Note something about our parsha. When we look at those two sources where it mentions taf, there are two different orders. First pasuk is Kol Ish Yisrael tafchem nishchem, first taf, then women. And the second time it is Kel Ta'am Hanashim Vahanashim Vataf, women, and then taf. Usually idioms are fixed, men, women, and children, in that order. Saying men, children, and women would be odd. So he says it must be something there. This is the Emes Yaakov. So Rashi looks at the order at the beginning of the parsha, when it says, Atem Yitzavim Hayom Kulchem, you're all standing before us. Roshechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Beshotrechem, the heads of the tribe, the elders, and the officers. Says the order here is significant. Hachashuv chashuv kodem. It's order of importance. The more important are first. First the heads of the tribes, and then the elders, etc. Bachar kach kol ish Yisrael, and then everyone else, all the other men. And then it goes, it's Kol Yish Yisrael, then Tavchem, and then Nishchem. Men, Tav, and then women. So we know that Torah is very androcentric, and okay, I'm not going to justify the fact that it puts the women after the men, but what are the children doing beforehand? In terms of chashuv, why are they more important? So that's Rav Kamenetsky's question. So maybe we're misinterpreting Tav. What are Tav? It looks at the other place where you see the word Tav, and that's when Bnei Yisrael are leaving Egypt. When they go out, it says, source 12, Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Ramses Sukkotah, that Bnei Yisrael left, traveled from Ramses in Egypt to Sukkot on the Red Sea. Kashesh Miot Elef Ragli, about 600,000 regel, connecting there, 600,000 people, Hagvarim, the adults, Levad Mitav. Adults not including the Tav. Rashi says, what's the Gevarim? It means Miben Esrim Vamala, from age 20 and up. Meaning that the Tav are the ones who are at less than age 20. And that goes with the punishment of Cheder Meraglim, when only the punishment was for those over the age of 20, those yested under age 20 would live to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem says, the tapchem asher martem levaziyeh, and your tap, who you said would be for naught, ve'eviti yotam v'yaduta asher mastem ba, and they will know the land. So the tap here means that those who are less than 20, not just toddlers, including teenagers there. So this is the MS Yaakov. Efshar, the hacha nami, so maybe it's possible that here too, when we have tap and Hashem, Hiktim Taf and Hashem. Taf comes first. The Fishahim Kvar Bnei Yud Gimel. That maybe Taf, when it comes before Nashim, means those who are in fact over 13. So they are Chayav in Mitzvot. But they're less than 20. Fishahim Kvar Bnei Yud Gimel. They're already Bar Mitzvot. Umal and above. Umechuvim Mitzvot. They're required to do Mitzvot. They do more Mitzvot than the Nashim. So that's why they're mentioned first. And they're called Taf. Because they're secondary to the community itself. The community as a whole is from those age 20 and up. Less than 20 is not, they're not part of, their adults in the sense of having to mitzvah, but they're not part of the community, not part of the tzibur really. They're not counted. And that's relevant to the halacha. And I thought that was irrelevant today because that's how halacha defines an epidemic. The Rambam, based on the Mishnah, says that if you've got a disease with a death rate of 0.2%, we'll see that number inside, that's never. That's an epidemic. That's when we start doing these tefillot. That's when all these exceptions that we're doing. So that's for a matter of scale. That's about an order of magnitude more than what we're facing with COVID right now. We're very spoiled. We don't experience real epidemics and that they did in the time of the Rambam or time of the Mishnah. But when you're calculating that death rate, it's only at a population of adult men, not including women, children, and the elderly, because they all have inherently have higher death rates. So this is the way the Rambam puts it. Ezohi dever. What counts as a plague? That we're going to treat halakha like a plague, we're going to start doing the tefillah of a plague, we're going to keep everybody from going to shul, we're going to do only Zoom shiurim. What's a plague? Yir sheyesh b'chamesh me'ot, a city with a population of 500, b'chamesh ru'a ragli, so that's important. 500 people, that's a ragli, same word we use by Tzim Mitzrayim. The Yatsumi Menesh Losha Meitim B'Shosha Yamim. And they have 3 deaths in 3 days. So that's 1 out of 500, that's at 0.2% per day, which would be an incredibly high rate for us. Zeh Achar Zeh, one day after the other, Harei Zeh Dever, that counts as a plague. V'ein Hanashim V'Kananim, and women, children, and the elderly who have already retired. That's the point when you're at higher risk. We're not going to count that as being an abnormal death rate from the plague. They are not counted as part of this population, this calculation. But that was interesting. And he uses the term rugli, like the pasuk about Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Kishesh Miyad Adolf Rugli. So halacha is that when we're counting the healthy men, as it were, it's only to, excuse me, it's only those age 20 and up, 22 retirement, so 20 to 65. That counts as the adult male population. That's the Magen Avraham. It says, Efshar Shemayr Shehen B'nei Yud Gimel, so that if someone is over age 13, Afilu Hachi Karei Lehu Katanim, they're still called Katanim, they're still called little kids. Koshli Yigiyu Le'Dibrut Anashim, as long as they're not Anashim, they're not age 20. So that we have teenagers, age 13 to 19, are still called Katanim. They're still little in some ways. They're not really adults yet. Because Halacha recognizes this concept of adolescence. Bar Mitzvah, kids get up and say, today I'm an adult. That's not really the case. You see that famously with when Sarah dies. She's described as being 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. And Rashi says, Bat Meya Kavat Eshrim Lachet. That at 100, she was as sinless as she was at 20. Ma Bat Eshrim Lachata, Sharei Ena Bat Onshin. Until age 20, then she's not considered a sinner. She's not responsible. Hashem only counts sins really from age 20 and up. 13 to 20 is for learning. And this comes from, again, from Chet HaMeraglim, when Bnei Israel was condemned to die in the wilderness. It said, in this wilderness, your bodies will fall, your corpses will fall, you will die. Everyone who was counted, everyone who was in the census, miben esrim shana b'malach, May 20 up. I share lina temelai because you complain against me. And the important thing is what those who were counted, l'chol hanimne l'chol mispar, everyone who was counted, she'atem b'nimbo, kagon l'tzeit b'lavo l'tzaval, for instance, those who would go out to the army, l'teit shkalim, giving the half shekel, that was only finished 20. Everyone who was counted in the census, they would die. Those are the ones over age 20. Even though the teenagers are halakhically adults, they're not counted as part of adult members of society. I assume Chani is listening to this right now, right? We know that they're only counted. And the way the wording of the counting is, miben esrim shana v'mala, from age 20 and up, kol yotzei tzeba b'Yisrael, everyone who goes out, literally yotzei tzeba, who goes out to the army, to do otam, you'll count them according to their hosts. And Ramban says that doesn't mean just the army, kol yotzei tzeba b'Yisrael, yitken she yie perush kol yotzei tzeba, that it seems that the meaning of the word of kol yotzei tzeba, everyone who goes out in the host, everyone who goes out as part of the community, because the youth, the adolescents, aren't part of that. They're still part of their households. He called asifat am tikrat tzava, that any gathering together people is called a tzava, an army. And it says, let's vote tzava ba'udat ohel, they work on the ol moed, or yashuv mitzava ba'da, they would do the service in the mishkan. They would come back from tzava. It's all tzava, not literally an army, but anything that involved communal work. Because there's this transition here that Halacha recognizes from childhood to full adulthood. The mechuyev at mitzvot at puberty, 12 or 13, we're not really held responsible until they become an adult. And Halacha, that is at age 20. In the U.S., it's age 18 now for some things. For smoking, for drinking, I guess it's 21. I mean, everyone agrees about the same, about that age is when we transition from the adolescence to adulthood. The Mishnah in Avot, for instance, says, talking about the ages, that you learn Chumash at 5 and Mishnah at 10, Gemara. And Ben Shmona Esrei Luchupa, get married at age 18, then extremely adult, and start pursuing at age 20. And Shloshim Makok, and at 30 to the peak of strength, and etc. So what is Ben Esrim L'Dof mean? This is Bar Tanura. Achar Muznotav. To start earning a living. Which is interesting. The Mishnah expects you to get married at 18 and then start getting a job at age 20. I assume you got 2 years of being supported by your parents until you got to be independent on your own. But still, at the age 20, you'd be independent. Achar shalom and mikra mishnah gemara. You've been learning, v'nasa isha v'holi banim, and you get married, have children. Terechu laksar lo'akesha achar mizunotav. Now's the point to actually earn a living, support yourself and your family. That's what 20 is. Or you can see the other way around, that they're pursued from heaven, that's when they're responsible. Those are, go together. Earning a living and the fact that that they have responsibility for their actions, you suffer the consequence of your own actions because you're not part of your parents' family anymore. Now you're the head of your own family. That's what 20 does. In the eyes of Allah, again, that end of adolescence now is truly an adult. So when the Torah, Kamenetsky says that when the Torah says, Hagvarim levad mitaf, that with the ones who end out of Egypt were the adults, except for the tafs, that there means the adolescents, the teenagers, not the toddlers. Taf can mean toddler, it can mean a teenager. Depends on the context. That's what Kamenetsky says. Source 26, with Tzarik La'ayin. And we need to look at this. Because he's proposing that if Taf comes before Nashim, it's referring to the teenagers. If Taf comes after Nashim, it's referring to the children. If Efshar Lomar, can we say this? The Choma comes Shikdimu HaNashim LaTaf from Bahakyam. Any place where Nashim, women, comes before the word Taf in the expression, like we saw by Mitzvah Hakyal, Ezehem Ketanim. That's talking about the little kids. Aval Yesh La'yem B'chol Sifrei HaTanach. But he's saying, I haven't looked at all Tanakh. If there's any contradiction to this, we need to look to see if that's a consistent hypothesis. That's the hypothesis. That taf can mean either teenagers or toddlers, depending on the context, and you can try to figure it out. And we see that if taf comes before Hashem, it means the adolescents. And we see that in Divrei Yamim. This is and Divrei Yamim Bet Chaf is by Yoshia. Forget where they're gathered together to hear the Torah. But they're all standing before Hashem. Gam Tapam Nishehem Uvnehem. Here we have the two words, and we say Taf here is the adolescents, the women, and their children. That would be the Ketanim. And we see that distinction in Chedah Meraglim too. That we see the Taf, again, those who are teenagers at the time of the sin, so they're not subject to the curse of the generation who will die in the desert. They're the ones who will be the leaders. They'll be in their 50s by the time they get to Eretz Yisrael. They will be the leaders who will go into the land, and then the little children will be following them. The Taf Chema Shemar Tem Levaziyah, and your Taf, who you said, will be for naught. Uvenechem, and your children, again, there are two different groups, Ashel lo yadu hayayom tov hara, that don't know the difference between good and evil at all. So those ones who are younger than 13, they don't have any sense of right or wrong. Hemei v'oshama, they will go there. V'hemet nenev hem Yeshua, they will get the land. Now what's interesting is this is the opposite of Ibn Ezra's comment. Ibn Ezra said that Banim refers to the Gedolim, the adult children, and Taf refers to the little ones. But Kamenetsky is saying the other way around, that Taf refers to the not quite adult children, but adolescent children. So Taf means both teenagers and toddlers. And for those of us who are parents, especially of teenagers, we know that's not a contradiction. Because they're both toddlers in the sense is that they're both of them are stages that they're taking their first steps toward independence. And I tell this to parents all the time. I talk about the terrible twos. I say it's not, you don't want to call it terrible because you want your children to be independent, even though they're screaming and shouting. And they need that independence from their parents, but they can't have it because they really can't do it all themselves. And all the skills you learn as a parent of a toddler, you need it all over again once your kids turn 11. All the same things are happening all over again. They need to be independent, but they really can't be. They're still very dependent. And so Torah calls both of those tough, those who toddle, those who are walking unsteadily, trying to find your own balance, find your own place in the world. That's what it means to be tough. So I thought I'd end with a message for Rosh Hashanah, because that's the way we look at our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the same exact thing. We need the independence. Hashem wants us to be independent, deal with the consequences of our actions, but we're completely dependent at the same time. And in the eyes of Hashem, we are all tough. We are all toddlers. So if we go to Rosh Hashanah, we should be judged for good, and we should have a wonderful year, and have a great Shabbos.
Shabbos to you.